The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Battle of the Sexes.
All right, time for Battle of the Sexes. Our champion's back for day 21 today. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Kev.
How are you?
David.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
The girls are trying to, you know, I just got a feeling they're all kind of ganging up on us here, Dan.
I know. For me.
Yeah, I know. We'll get you there, mate. We'll get you through to the longest. You've been on for 21 days now, and I haven't really found out that much about you. I mean, what kind of music are you into?
I'm into all sorts, you know, Kev.
Do you have like
a favourite? Headbanging stuff, like.
Say again.
Not the headbanging stuff, but mostly everything.
Yeah, what kind of groups? Or singers?
Snow Patrol and that, you know.
Who?
Snow Patrol.
Oh, Snow Patrol, stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what about television? Do you watch what kind of television
show? He watches all television, as you can tell, because he knows everything.
I know.
I don't watch much television. I just watch DVDs and that kind of
DVDs. Any kind of particular shows that are favourites of yours?
No. I'm not going to say on air anyway.
Really? I think you should.
The OC.
No. I like Friends, the repeat. I've got to watch them forever.
Yeah. Okay. Just make a note of that. Right, okay then, Dan. Welcome back anyway.
Oh, you cheat!
What?
Because I know what you're asking him about his music, because the music question. That's why you're asking him what type of music he likes. That's not on Kevin.
I cheat like that.
That is why.
I'm just, you know, he's been on 21 days. I haven't really found that much out about him.
Yeah, you're acting all interested. It's because you want to help him.
You do what's necessary, Kev.
Yeah, that's these girls.
If it's a Snow Bloody Patrol song, that's a question. That's it.
All right. So, sure, you want to tell me what kind of shows you like to watch on the telly? God, right, okay, so you're playing against Nikki. She's in Chilwell. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Kev.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good
I
on you.
I just hope you're not fixing this.
No, as if I'd do
I
that.
I'm trying to.
Is there any music you're into, Nick?
Oh, I'm into everything, mate.
What about musically?
Anything, really.
Right, okay. Any groups you don't like, or...?
No, not really. I'm not into, like, heavy metal or not.
Aren't you? Right, no. Just let me try and find out.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Nikki, will you please say hello to Danny?
Hello, Danny.
Right,
Nikki, do you think you're the girl to knock him off his perch today?
I'm open to, but probably not.
Okay. It's day 21 for him. The longest ever is Kirsten Egg, but she's dying to come on to have a battle with him. She's been on for 22 days, so today's an important day. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Question one. In the group Snow Patrol...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right, no, seriously. Question number one. Kelly Sutherton and Jessica Ennis are representing Britain in which event of the European Athletics Championships that begins with the letter H? Nikki. Can you spell it though?
Stop it.
I don't know.
No, you don't have to.
In brackets it says here, must have correct spelling.
It does. Nice try.
So what was the event again?
Heptathlon.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Claire.
Danny, what's going on, mate?
Brilliant.
All right, question two. Here we go. Which celebrity couple are launching...
Posh and Beck.
Nah, you haven't finished the question.
Yeah,
which celebrity couple are launching sexy underwear next week?
I wrote those questions.
Yeah,
I know
good
what
girl, Claire.
Danny.
Hello.
What's happening, mate?
I just woke up, mate.
Yeah,
Switch celebrity couple are launching scent called Intimately next month. David and Victoria. Damn. Oh, my God.
Come on.
I can see a tin hat from where I'm sitting here, Danny. Question number three. Which group had a hit record in the 70s, 80s and 90s and every time... If you get this right, then I think you spoke to Claire before.
No, she hasn't.
I have not. It's
Yes, it is Nick. I need to offer the whole question to you, Danny. Okay, which group had a hit record in the 70s, 80s and 90s, and each time they had a completely different sporting lineup?
Put the timer on him.
Well, he hasn't...
Genesis.
I'm going to put...
He said Genesis.
He just went... sneeze.
A sneeze?
Yeah. Liar.
We need to put the timer... That's not your... Is that your answer?
Yeah, he gave an answer, Kev. Come on.
It's the England World Cup squad.
You even tried to change the question there as well.
I know. Try to help me there, Dan, by throwing the word sporting in.
No.
Do you know what? You need to get the next two questions right, Dan.
Oh, mate.
Question number four. I'm nervous as hell.
Come on, Nick.
Come on.
What is Colin Farrell's new film called? Danny.
Timer.
I'm going to give him 10.
Miami Vice.
I don't need to give him 10. He's got it right. 1 point to the boys. Right. 2 points to the girls. It's music question time.
Oh, God. Behave yourself.
I've behaved. I'm being have. Right, here we go. We need to know who sings this song and what is it called. Are you ready? Here we go.
Ready?
Go ahead, Danny.
Turn it off! Stop it!
Right, 10 seconds.
I believe in the thing called love.
Who's it by, Dan?
The Darkness.
Yeah!
Is the right answer. Alright. Well done, that is the correct answer. It's 2-2 now.
Ugh. That was a headbanging song, which she said she didn't like.
Well, yeah. I had already sorted the song out before.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it's tiebreaker time. God, look at the time, we need to move on quickly. Right, quickly. Ah, this is a girly question.
No, it isn't. It's always it's in between question.
All right. In the television show, what kind of animal was Gentle Ben? Danny.
A bear.
Is it right? My God. Well done, Dan. Commiserations, Nick.
Never mind.
You were giving him a good run for your money, though.
I tried.
Right, Nicky, quickly, do you want to say hello to anyone?
Just to my husband, John, his mate, Dave, and all my friends who know me, and just say, come on, kiss, bring it on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Nick.
Thanks, Kev.
See you later. Bye-bye. Danny, quickly, do you want to say hello to anyone?
Just Gary, Graham, Shamek, and I miss one out yesterday, Darren Lawton, and all the lads from Wood Lane Footy Team.
All right, you're up to equal the champion tomorrow. It's day 22. Have a good day today.
Cheers, Kev.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Battle of the Sexes.
Right, Battle of the Sexes time. Our champion's back today for day 22. Hello, Danny.
All right, Kev.
How are you?
Sorry.
Now, if you win today, that means that you're the longest reigning champion ever.
Aye.
A little bit of pressure. Just touch your radio down a little weeny bit for us, please, Dan. All right, and I thought we'd do a little rematch. I want to say good morning to Brenda. Hello, Brenda, because she was a bit unhappy yesterday that she thought I was cheating. So
why?
I don't know, but...
Because you were!
You wasn't cheating. I only answered this question fair and square. You didn't give me any clues.
You never did.
Hey, when we want the monkey around the cage.
Hey, I'm here, don't forget, I'm here.
I like
you. So we're having a rematch today, and it's all going to be fair and square, and it's Nikki who's back on today. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you get up to anything nice last night?
No, just watching telly, Big Brother and all that.
All right. Okay, then. Someone keeps touching the radio for a little bit. We need to keep it quite down a little bit because it's going to feed back otherwise. Right. May the best man win.
Here we go.
No. Good luck to both of you. Danny obviously wants to win today because he'll be the longest reigning champion ever. He will have beat Kirsty from Egbert, who lasted for 21 days and got beat on the 22nd. All right. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Right, here we go. Question number one. See, for all I know, you could have cheated today and just kind of put a female slant on these questions, Claire.
No, I write the questions the day before. I wrote them yesterday.
Yes, so. Yesterday I told you we were going to have Nikki on today.
Doesn't matter.
We should have got someone else to write the questions today.
I'm not a cheater.
You are.
No.
I seen Peter chatting up a cheater once on the Zoom. Thought, look at him trying to pull a fast one. Right, let's get on. Question number one. What is Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
Girl.
Nikki was in first there.
It's Siri.
Is the right answer.
She's quick, this one.
She's very quick. Suri is the name of their baby. David Beckham and Posh Spice have been invited round to see the baby, but there's a whole load of rules. They're not allowed to touch it. They're not allowed to speak baby language to it and all that kind of stuff. So God knows how Beckham's going to cope. David, that is. Question number two. New England boss Steve McLaren has dumped Danny.
John Terry.
Wrong. New England boss, Nikki.
Okay.
Steve McLaren has dumped which young player from the England squad? What? 10 seconds.
Theo Walcott.
Damn. Hey! Oh, Danny, I'm worried again.
I sense a tin hat here for you, Dan.
Let's go with question number three. It's 2 points to the boys. Question number three. Which ordinary boy...
Girls.
It was girls I was in first there.
Preston.
Oh, Danny.
You know what that means, don't you? It means, Danny, you can't win. We have oh, Danny, I'm gutted for you.
You are.
Oh, my God. I even had a little fanfare ready for you and everything.
I've let all my fans down, mate.
Oh, you have, mate.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't have been able to come back on anybody saying it. Jesus.
I know.
Are
you shut up, you?
Yeah, you cheated. Loser.
All right, let's get on with the losers first. Danny, commiserations, mate. You lasted for 22 days. You equaled our longest reigning champion. So you're still up there. Maybe we should have a rematch to see who's the champion of champions another time.
Yeah.
But do you want to say hello to anyone?
I've got to say hello to me cousin Tracy Banks and Steve. We're getting married tomorrow.
Okay.
And my Auntie Dory and Uncle Charlie will be the proud parents.
All right. Anyone else?
Nick Loftus's birthday today. Happy birthday. And Kev, did you get that email off your mate, Grant? By any chance?
Do you know what? I've completely forgot to look. Claire, will you remind me?
Yes.
Got a headlight to serve.
He's doing a world record attempt, apparently. He's doing 8,000 press-ups in 10 hours or something like that. He's trying to beat that.
Okay.
And it's Cerebral palsy, like, so we just need to try and get older.
I think it was me that set the record, actually. Yeah, I'll give that a little mention. No worries.
All right, mate.
Danny!
That's it, mate. Just everyone to know. All the boys from the Ayer Centre and Brownlow Hill, apparently, as well.
All right. Well, it's been it's a sad day, mate.
I know. Don't put that tune on either.
Oh, you got a lump in the back of your shorts.
Oh, yeah.
You were so close.
Oh, Danny, never mind, mate.
You didn't want me to win anyway.
Right. Danny, have a great weekend, and we'll speak again soon, I'm sure.
All right, yeah. Cheers,
cheers, Dan. Bye-bye, mate. Well done, Nikki. Oh, there you are, Nikki, you there?
I'm here.
All right, well done, you.
Thank you.
Any plans for the weekend, apart from celebrating?
Yes, I'm going to go out and get drunk.
Good on you. Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Anywhere.
Anywhere. All right, who do you want to say hi to?
Just to Lisa Brownville and Charlie Cash, who are getting married today. James Dinerly and Jennifer Mills and John and Dave and Joanne and everyone. Kirsty, my best mate from Egbert.
Oh, do you know what? I thought I could smell a rat. You're a cow.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Okay, this is a bit of an old classic story here, but a great story. Thought I'd give it to you. It's a story about three daughters who are going on three dates. You may or may not have heard of this. There was a farmer, you know, he had these three daughters, and they all had plans to go out on dates that night. So the farmer, just picture the scene. You've seen them on the films. The farmer got his shotgun out, and he had a seat on the porch, you know, where the old granny used to sit.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with the hope of meeting the young guys because he wanted to see, you know, whether they were good enough for his daughters. Anyway, after a while, the first guy showed up and he said to the farmer, "Hi, He said, I'm Joe, I'm here for Flo, and we're going to go and see a show. So the farmer said, that's fine, son. He said, that's fine, get in the house and go and see Flo. The next thing, short while later, the second guy showed up. Can we see where this is going? He said to the farmer, hi. He said, I'm Eddie. I'm here for Betty. We're going for some spaghetti. And he had a slight stoner as well. So the farmer said, that's fine, son. He said, get in there and go and see Betty. So when he went, anyway, a little while later, there was a little delay. And the next thing, the third date turned up. Seeing the farmer, he said, hi. He said, I'm Chuck. Next in the gumming off.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.